Welcome to part 24 of Web Intersect, Building Social Networks and Communities. I'm your host, Adam. Okay, so what we'll do is, on the Edit Settings page, we'll continue on by creating the Delete Account form and table. So let's just put a table in. Let's go up here to Layout or Common Table. We want it to be 60% like the one above it. And maybe three rows. We change that later on if we need to. Press OK. Now let's make sure we center it. And let's see, what is the padding on this one? 3. Let's make it the same on this one. Actually, let's go ahead and amp that up to about 6. This one as well. Okay. Now this one, we want the top to be green, just like that one. So click in, put your cursor in that column, click BG here, BG color, then click on the same color up here with your little ink tool, and it will just replicate that color for you. Dreamweaver is cool like that. Now here we're going to split this. Maybe not. Maybe we'll just say, Please enter your current pass, just for a little extra security, to proceed with account deletion. And let's just grab one of these passwords fields. Control C, Control V. We'll name this one, instead of new pass, this will be del for delete, pass, confirm. No, delete account pass. Yeah, it's more like it. It makes more sense. Delete account pass. Okay, so this variable will hold. Let's get a hidden variable in there. So we're going to put that on the bottom row. Yeah, let's make one more row. So it's 4. And right here we're going to put a button. So let's go back to the code view. Let's grab this button right here. Same thing. Put it right there. Go back to design view. Now we have a new button. The value is going to be proceed. Yep. The name can be submit to, so we don't get any name conflicts with the first submit button. And let's see, that's all we need. Right here we're gonna type in delete your Web Intersect account. There. Proceed, pass. And did I ever put that hidden variable? No. Right here I'm going to put a hidden variable right above that submit button. Of the value will be delete account underscore account. That way our edit settings parse page will know what we want to do when they click that button and they put their password there. Alright, so back over on the edit settings parse page, we're gonna add a new section here. Control C, right under here at the bottom. if parse equals delete account, which we have edit settings here, this button right above it, there's a hidden field of parse, its name is parse and its value is delete account. So if post parse equals delete account, we run what's in this nest here. Okay, so the first thing that will happen is, of course, this first section of the script will run to make sure they're logged in. And this second section here, where we just set up in the tutorial before, that won't run either. Actually, let's just put in a big old divider here. Make sure we distinguish our different sections. Okay, so first thing we're going to want to do is similar to what we did in the last tutorial, where we check to see if their numrows comes up as 1 when we see if their current password from the form is in the database for this logged in user. So we're going to run that check again, and then we're going to set up a condition. There's a condition. The condition will be if pass check. Actually, we're going to have to connect to the database first. So we'll need this connect to the database. We'll need that line as well. Okay, so we connect to the database. We hash the current password that they sent in, so we're going to need the current pass, but I think it has a different variable name, so we'll check. Let's see, edit settings, this variable name is delete account pass name. Yep. Okay. So this one is delete account pass, that's posted. Now that one gets hashed right here, delete account pass, hash current pass. It's perfect. Now we select my from my members table, where ID equals this person's session ID. Let's just take this and put it up top here outside of everything. That way you can get claimed for both of those scenarios, regardless of which one runs. There we go. So right there we claim the session ID. So we'll say where ID equals session ID and password equals hash current pass. Then we do, this should be a value of 1, so we run that same conditional. If pass num check is greater than 0, which it should be, then we can run the information we want. So here we're going to include message to user again, but this time we're going to put a form in the message to user page, and the form is going to just simply ask them whether they really 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 want to delete their account, and we'll give them a yes or no link. And if they click the yes link, then their account gets deleted by this script, and I'll show you how to do that right now. So let's go to create a form here. So the message to user, let's wipe this out because we don't want that there. We're going to make a little form to put in there. Okay, so to create our little, it's not really a form, it's going to be just a little question. We can go to the message to user page and actually just put it right in. Right in that table. See where it's printing out message to user? Let's go into the design view, put in what we like. Well, first let's put a space. So we'll put in what we like, and we'll want it to say, are you really, really, really sure you want to delete your account? Not so many release. Absolutely. Are you absolutely sure you want to delete your account? Then we're going to maybe go down a couple of line breaks by pressing shift and enter, and then let's go down one more. Let's just type in a yes, all caps, and then put a couple of spaces by pressing control shift space a few times. Put in one of the bars, that's the key above the backslash. Then put a few more spaces, put no. Okay, so here we have, actually let's put the no here and the yes here. So yes, the link to that is going to be edit settings parse .php. And we're going to put a URL variable. URL encoded variables here. We're going to have this valuable, that this variable name is going to be choice equals yes. And that's going to be on the yes link. So let's just copy that whole link there. Press Control C. And here, we're going to make this link. Wait a second, looks like we have a, let's get that space out of there. Okay, so here we have no, so this has to have a choice equals no value. So now we all we have to do is go back into edit settings parse and place this data so we can highlight it all, go into code view and see exactly what we need to grab. We need to grab here, let's get rid of this space and this break tag because that's not needed. We have to leave that print message to user there, that's very important. Grab out everything else in that table column in that TD tag to where it's all back to just printing out message to user. Control X all the other stuff out, that way it's in your clipboard. Now from the clipboard right here, message to user, bang, put it right there. Control V. Now this little question with those little links will be there, and you see how it says edit settings, the link is to edit settings parse .php choice equals yes. That's this page, this actual script. So we're going to add one more if condition to see if that's the posted kind of or the requested kind of variable. Okay, don't let me lose you now. I know I'm bouncing around a little bit from page to page when we're directing the user on things that they want, but it's pretty basic. When they hit this proceed to delete their account, they get sent to edit settings parse, which then knows that they're there for that reason, and it's going to give them a form if they happen to be the right person with the right password who's logged in. You give them a little question that says delete your account, you sure, just to make double sure so that it doesn't delete their account right when they click that delete account button. We want to give them a question, a little buffer zone, so in case they accidentally press something. But once we give them that question and it's going to message to user.php, once they're on that page and they see that question, if they click yes, they come back to this page where we're going to set up another condition. This condition is going to be, let's just grab this whole bar as a divider as well, and the if statement. We're going to change up the if statement just a little bit. Let's make a new nest here. And this is going to be if, you can use get or request. I'm going to use get. Request also works for URL variables. That's variables that are in the actual URL address, the way I set up for that yes or no link. Now, if get choice, that was the name of that variable, equals yes, and then here we'll have else if make another nest, get choice equals no. If get choice equals no, I'm just going to send them back to their profile or something. So let's see which one. Click here to go to your profile. Blah, 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 blah. There we go. If else if get choice equals no, include once profile.php, exit script, happy day. We still have a member with that person. But if their get choice equals yes, now we run all those things that will delete that member. I wanted to quickly show you before I showed you the delete PHP, the PHP to delete the account. I'm going to show you the form action that I sent on this form here for deleting the account, because I had no form action. So, and I had no closing form tag either. So within the table I put the opening form tag and the closing form tag, very similar to the first form on page, like this guy here, where his action was edit settings parse.php, so is the other form. It's sent to edit settings parse.php. So in edit settings parse.php, this is what we do. If the get choice is yes to delete the account, after they have confirmed, if we ask them, are you really sure you want to delete the account, they press yes, then we're just going to delete their account. So first thing we do in that process is we claim where their JPEG is, their image, because we're going to take everything, delete everything from the folder, and then delete the folder. So if you have 8 pictures, you might want to make a little loop that will iterate over deleting 8 pictures. Or just write it all in, delete all 8 pictures. But here I'm deleting picture number 1 by claiming what picture number 1 is and where it is on the server. And then I say if file exists, pick 1, unlink pick 1. Unlink pick 1 deletes it from the member's folder. Then the folder will be empty, so we can remove the folder using rmdir, which is short for remove directory, and as long as the directory is claimed, it knows which one to remove. So it removes their folder completely. Then we connect to the database, because we're going to run a SQL table 1 query to delete from my members where ID equals ID. That removes them from the main my members table. Then we SQL 2 to delete from blabbing where member ID equals this person's ID, so we remove all of their blabs. Then we session destroy, we destroy the session, then we give them a message, your account has been deleted. Then we, and right here, this logs them out if they happen to be logged in. And then we include message to user.php, then we exit the script. So now let's try it out. Let's FTP that, edit settings parse, and let's go to edit profile, and I'm logged in as my new account that I made for testing this delete function. Go to edit account settings, delete your web intersect account. Let me put in my current password to make sure it's me. Press proceed, and then I get the little, are you absolutely sure you want to delete the account? If I say yes, your account has been deleted. You can see I'm logged out now up top automatically. And if I go to Web Intersect homepage, that blab that I just made, and Todd Ruiz is watching the newest video, part 23. Okay, so everything's gone out of the database. You can go and check your database and check your your folder. Let's make sure. Member files. That guy's ID was 380, so let me update this folder and see if it's still in there. Let's get rid of this file. Delete. Yes. Okay. Look for a folder 380. And you can see 380 is now gone. It's exactly what we wanted. Okay. So we'll see you in the next part, where we'll be digging into. So that takes care of the edit settings page completely now. They can change their password and they can delete their Web Intersect account. And for now, that's all of the account settings that I need to give my members. And so in the next one, I think we'll do forgot your password right here. Forgot password, we'll enable that and make the script that makes that possible. So if somebody forgets their password, say they didn't log in for a month and they happen to forget what their password was at the site, they can just put in their current email address or the email address they used to sign up at the site, and then they will get a new password sent to that email address, and then they can log in, no problem. So that's probably what we'll do in the next step. So sit tight. Have fun, happy coding.